its current state on 90.5 WKAR. For the past year, students in MSU's School of Journalism have documented the life experiences of seniors in our state as told by the as part of the multimedia initiative, the Living History Project, stories told by Michigan's Oldest Old. Oldest Old refers to individuals who are 85 years of age or older. It's also the fastest growing age group in the United States. As part of a four-part documentary series that will air on Tuesdays through this month, we'd like to introduce you to 98-year-old Helen Glass. Helen is of African-American and Native American descent. At 98, she still drives a car and lives independently in Lansing. Master's student Emily Schneider brings us her story.
I wouldn't be a person that would ever write a book, but my life has been a book that should be told, probably. My mother used to go around singing, and there were songs that that didn't become popular, but one of them, I think when she'd be praying in her heart for some of us, because we had some rough, rough times, she would say, "There's a little bit of good and every bad little boy or girl, they're all the same." I used to sing in nightclubs and dance and loved it. And I still do. The girl that I traveled with to nightclub was a big, fat girl. She had a beautiful voice. And I remember there was this little nightclub. Some very wealthy people used to come in there almost every night. And I remember this man always wanted me to sing Prisoner of Love.
I need no shackles to remind me that I'm just a prisoner of love.
We'd have a thing on the piano, they called it the kitty, and they would send us tips. And he would ask me, "Sing it again." Every time he'd put some money in the kitty. So he asked me again to sing it. And I said to Lena, "Don't let him put any more money in the kitty." She said, "Fool, Helen, why are we up here?" And I said, "What do you mean? Well, what did we come up here for?" And I said, "Work." "Well, hell, let him put as much in as he wants to." Alone from night to night you'll find me, too weak to break the chains that bind me. I need no shackles to remind me, I'm just a prisoner of love. What has been carried me through life, all of my life, it's been songs that I used to sing when I was singing in nightclubs. For one command I stand and wait now, for one who's master of my fate now. I can't escape, for it's too late now. I'm just a prisoner of God's love.
What's the good of my caring when someone is sharing those arms?
Helen Glass's passion for music continues to inspire her, and she remains active in her church community. She enjoys sharing her memories of jazz club life with her family. The Living History Project is a collaboration between the School of Journalism and College of Nursing. Professors Jerry Alumet-Zeldas, Linda Kyleman, and Eric Friedman led the project. The work is made possible in part by a grant from the Michigan Humanities Council, an affiliate of the National Endowment for the Humanities.